views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Go Andrew News Talk Show.
It is May 20th, 2014. Hello. Number 80. Since being in the YNTS studio, 20 more until number 100. We're currently airing on Itcher Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and audio graded. W4CY Radio, K4HD Radio is where we replay throughout the weekend. 24/7 on iHeartRadio. Check out the page by going on www.yoandrewntf.com. Call me. 855-712-YNTS. It's free, toll free. You can email me, spelled correctly, yoandrew@yoandrewntf.com. And of course, you could. What else? I don't know. Right now, as we speak, American Idol Season 13 finale is on air, Fox, 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, and then we're going to see Part 2 tomorrow. But while that is going on, there are so many questions we could ask. What is next for American Idol? Who will be the next American Idol winner, and how will their career prosper like many others? Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood, and most recent one, Candace Glover, last year. Joining me on my program is a man who has a whole blog about American Idol. And I'm not going to lie, I started reading his blog last year, but he's been doing this blog the whole time. He's a lead wrangler when it comes to bringing together the best writers and websites for his company called Gravy Train Productions Entertainment News Network. And some of those great websites you could check out, they're actually really awesome, and I do read some of them time to time, especially, of course, his recent one, AmericanIdolNet.com. He has Small Screen Scoop, Hollywood Hills, Reality Rewind, Snark Food, so all these different type of blogs. If you love gossip, if you love food, and if you just love television shows in general, he has all of them up for you on his production website, GravyTrainProductions.com. But we are speaking to him from this perspective. He's also the publisher and lead writer for AmericanIdolNet.com. His name is Matt Boyer. He is on my phone line. Matt, welcome to the ONG News Talk Show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Matt, I just want to say, big fan of yours since last year, because I was one of those fans who kind of took a break from American Idol. Now that when you watch American Idol, you got so many more websites and spoilers and dirt sheets, and one of yours popped up last year, and I have to say, you and your team write some great work.
Thanks. Hey, you know, it's a fun show, and the best part about it is it's something that gets a lot of people that they're watching the show, they want to get online and talk about it, and that's really the fun that we have with it.
Man, I want to begin with this question, because there are always mixed reports how American Idol season ends these days. Again, you and I know it. It's not the show that everyone's watching firsthand. Now there's so many more different shows, and there's reality television and thousands of channels. When we see those who are watching it, it might be demographics sticking around. It might be those who just feel American Idol could be their chance of being famous or being a star someday. While the season finale is going on, as we speak, season 13's finale, how did American Idol do this season?
Well, you know, they brought in They really tried to give it some new blood. They brought in the new executives. They brought back Jennifer Lopez, Keith Urban, brought in Harry Connick Jr. And there were so many things about this season that were a lot better. Ultimately, its ratings did continue to slide, and that's something that we're going to see with these aging shows. But the idea here was to sort of slow that bleeding, and I'm not sure they got what they were hoping for in the ratings, but really the quality of the show has drastically improved over last year. I mean, we saw a better song list. The song list was opened up for the singers this year, and that was apparent. The judges panel wasn't the mess that we had in previous seasons, and you know it was a lot better. The talent was very strong. It you know, not the best talent we've ever seen, but these were great singers, and I think that's what kept people coming back each week, and it was what entertained us, and that's really what we're here for.
American Idol, like you just said, has been on a struggle, and you made the point clear: these aging shows tend to slide, and Fox is probably known for that. We can name The Simpsons, and we can name Family Guy, and Family Guy is one of my favorite cartoons, but I'm not going to lie to you. I haven't watched Family Guy in a few years. I've watched it for the first 3-4 seasons. So why, and you write about television also, why would Fox keep American Idol on? We just read that they're going on for season 14, and Ryan Seacrest was signed 2 more years. Why would Fox want to stay behind a show they know it's starting to slide, it's aging, and many viewership is moving somewhere else?
Well, you know, it's got to be making them money. Look at the money that they're putting out to these judges. Jennifer Lopez got over $17 million this season, and they're bringing her back, so she must have gotten something comparable. It's putting money in their pocket. It's not a keystone show that it used to be for Fox. And at the upfronts that Fox just held, they barely even mentioned Idol at all. So, you know, they want to keep Idol around. The executives are still supportive of it, but they're not pushing it in the front. And, you know, we were talking about these aging shows. You've got Survivor out there, which is, started about the same year, right, 2000? And yet Survivor actually went up this year. It had an increase in ratings, and that's something that's still out there and possible for Idol. And, you know, it might not be the juggernaut it once was, but it does make money, and it does bring in viewers, and that's what Fox needs. I mean, that's what every network wants.
I guess what many channels are starting to do, because they still like the concept, they like the competitive, they like Americans come to this one show and with a little bit of laughs and a little bit of stars, you already made it big, and they try to create this platform where you could be the next big dancer, you can be the next big inventor, you can be the best singer. So that trend is still popular, it's just trying to find a new niche. And I know NBC, they were announcing their new program this past Sunday, how we make a video from our phone and the artist sings and there's a bunch of TV screens. So there are still many ideas. I just created a brand new idea in my head while I was in the studio this morning. After seeing Michael Jackson and his whole hologram performance and reading about a Japanese performer who's a hologram since 2007, imagine someday we'll see a bunch of creators come together and have a singing contest just like this, but for holograms. That's a new idea. See, American Idol should back that, right, Matt?
There you go. It sounds great.
They should back hologram, fake artist. We are speaking with Matt Boyer. He's the publisher and lead writer for AmericanIdolNet.com, and we are speaking about American Idol ending season 13, and we're now going to speak about the judges, Harry Cormick Jr., Jennifer Lopez, Keith Urban. So I know Cormick Jr., he has signed for another season, but you just mentioned J-Lo has also signed. So that's confirmed that she is coming back.
Well, I haven't heard it confirmed. I don't know if it just came out in the past day or so. I know Harry Connick definitely confirmed it. They've said Fox executives came out and said that everyone was interested in talking about it. So I'm expecting her back. I don't know. Have you heard if it's been officially confirmed for her? Or
I have only heard Harry Connick. I said Cormick, I think, before.
Okay.
My apologies. Harry Connick,
right,
Jr.
Yeah,
he's confirmed.
That's what I've heard too.
But J-Lo and Keith have not. And my opinion is because of money. Because American Idol, even though they are making money, they also lost a lot of money from Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey and the producers that they fired last season. So That's why there was a rumor of Demi coming in, because she might be more profitable, and J-Lo kind of moving out. So they brought Demi on a few weeks ago, and they're going to see her tomorrow night. So they're testing her out, see how she can work, especially her pass on X Factor that got canceled by Fox. So that's what I'm thinking. I think he could come back, and I think he's a great addition. But if J-Lo does have to leave, of course another girl should come in, and maybe Demi will be one of the choices. Maybe Miley Cyrus.
Right, absolutely. She's in that right demographic. She's got the sort of the youth appeal, and that's something that they need. They need that younger, you know, audience. You know, I'm not going to be surprised at all if Jennifer comes back. I think she will. They want that consistency at the judges panel, and that's what the show needs right now. And I think they're probably willing to pay for it. And, you know, one of the ways that they might be able to afford that is with the new schedule next year for the show, they're going to drastically drop the hours. And so they could come back to Jennifer Lopez and say, hey, we're doing 37 hours of Idol this year instead of 50-plus, so we'll pay you two-thirds of what we paid last year. You know, still in the same ratio. And, you know, we could see her back at $12 million instead of $17 million. It's an option.
And if J-Lo agrees to that, you're right. It is the option. Do I want J-Lo back? Now, this is coming from me. Jennifer Lopez is beautiful. She can sing. She has experience. Again, she won an award this past Sunday at the Billboard. Believe me, everyone loves J-Lo. So if I start bashing on her, people will go crazy on me. But one thing I don't like about J-Lo is when she actually tries to critique the singer, like we saw last week, and she starts, you know, maybe not throwing negative comments, but, you know, Gina, her first performance, it wasn't one of your best, and the fans start booing her. So then she suddenly changes her tune where, but you were great, though. Where, no, J-Lo, you have to learn that your fans are booing you, but you're doing the right thing for Gina because you want her to one day become as successful as you are. So that's one thing I don't like about J-Lo is that she kind of, you know, gets into this dilemma between what she has to do, has a role as an American Idol judge, and her audience right behind her, who she doesn't like to be hated. She doesn't want to be in the negative spotlight, even though, well, it's gossip, it's America, it's a $1 billion industry. But that's what I think J-Lo needs to work on if she wants to come back. I don't know if you agree, Matt.
Absolutely. You know, she's really there as the entertainer. Harry Connick Jr. is the serious musician, artist. Jennifer Lopez is... she's a great entertainer. People love her. You know, and you're right. You don't want to say anything bad about J-Lo because you'll hear it from the mob. But she's not there on the same level that Harry Connick Jr. or Keith is. And that's okay. I mean, we need someone there for the entertainment view on this. How do you get up there and put on a big show? And she does great with that. But, yeah, you know, I think she needs to stick to letting Harry Connick Jr. Deliver the and she'll stay to the light, fluffy, you give me goosey sort of things. And that works for her, and that's okay.
And that's what the woman judge in American Idol has always been. Paula Abdul, she was the same way. She cried, she stood up, she clapped, she punched Simon every time he said something wrong, and J-Lo's now taken that place. I guess sometimes it could annoy me where, J-Lo, you're saying the right thing. So, I mean, I'm not a musician, I'm not a singer, I'm a radio host, you, Matt, you're a writer, so we really don't have that experience. If we see something that we can all agree on and J-Lo says it, I'm like, J-Lo, that's right, say it, but then her fans are just behind her having a crazy fit. J-Lo, how can you say that? Oh my God, I'm so sorry. You know what, Gina? You're the best. Clap, clap, clap. No, no, no. J-Lo, you keep doing what you're doing. And then later that night, Gina had a great performance on the piano last week. And then that's when J-Lo finally got to say, you know, that's what we want to see. That's the Gina we know. That's the wild card that American Idol is now saying for her. So that's what we need to see. And again, we have, what, Harry Connick Jr., and we have Keith Urban, and we have J-Lo. I think you're right. They have a great chemistry. I think all of them got along really well. And I guess if you think about it, if Demi doesn't come and J-Lo comes back, why not? Bring them together. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We are speaking with Matt Boyer. He is AmericanIdolNet.com publisher and lead writer. As we speak, American Idol's Part 1 Season 13 finale is almost complete, and we're going to see tomorrow night. One thing, Matt, we love about American Idol and how old the show is getting and the viewership and the ratings and the money, they always throw a kickoff finale. And tomorrow night might be one of the best I've ever seen.
It's a huge finale. And it's really, I think it went to maybe their big plan all along was to close out with this, you know, great explosion of people coming on. And it's an incredible list up. I think it's going to outshine what The Voice pulls together. And, you know, that's what they're all trying to one-up each other. But, you know, yeah, I mean, that's what they're known for. And I think they're going to, you know, deliver it in double dose tomorrow night. And we're excited for it.
I think they will. Paramore, Kiss, Demi Lovato, they're all going to be there. Phil Phillips, he's coming back onto the stage. So I think those are great things that we're going to see. But we're also going to be looking at the two American Idol winners, and that's Caleb Johnson, and then there's Gene over there. But I want to get into Caleb first. Caleb has been through two scandals. It was the peanut butter scandal that I really didn't hear about until he apologized during one of the elimination rounds, and then him going on Twitter and calling his fans retards, a word I wouldn't want to say behind his microphone ever again. Why do you think Caleb Johnson, even though he's been through two scandals, his audience is still behind him?
Well, I think the peanut one was a surprise. You know, he made a it was a bad comment. He made a joke about that he was going to terrorize people in the group that had peanut allergies by tossing peanuts around. And I mean, it's not funny. It's dangerous. It can have fatal results. And he just wasn't thinking. I don't think he would have actually done something like that. But it just sort of reflected these off-the-cuff comments. And that's what got him in trouble again with that interview, where he called his fan. He said this gives the opportunity for retards on social media to reach out to him. And it was another bad comment. And what he lucked out on was it was not on air. You know, it wasn't on the big show. It was on a backstage after the show a video, and it caught, you know, fire over the weekend when he made it and really sort of lit up, and people were upset about it, you know, and rightfully so. And then it just, you know, it didn't become part of the show, and it snuck by a lot of people. And more surprisingly, from that interview he did, it wasn't just him calling fans, you know, a derogatory term. He later in the interview said something about the hometown tour. He was excited for the girls, hookers, and cocaine. And these just aren't things that you would say in a well-rehearsed and practiced, you know, when you're thinking things through. Is this what the next American Idol should be making jokes about? And that's something that maybe Fox needs to sit down and have some training and discussion with these guys about what's an appropriate joke and what isn't, because that's a run of ill-advised, poorly thought-out comments from Caleb. But other than the peanut one, he's gotten through it. He lucked out that those last two weren't on the show, and you know, most people didn't hear about it. And I don't think it's going to impact him the way a lot of people thought it might.
I don't think it's going to impact him because of what we've been talking about. American Idol's not that big anymore. If American Idol was reaching 30 million and then social networks was around in 2005, yeah, he would have been gone. He would have been forced to leave the show and would have been a whole thing. I so love your idea of what American Idol should be doing off the air, besides training them and besides giving them the idea on what you might be going through. These are things that aren't allowed and things that a lot of fans don't want to see. And that's what scares me about Caleb if he wins, because I did read it and I was offended by it. And I feel if he wins tomorrow night, he's going to end up being on every gossip magazine for the wrong reason. Again, American Idol has never had that problem where when someone wins, they ended up going on a hiatus. It ends up always going in their favor, from Carrie Underwood this past Sunday at the Billboard's winning. And she's beautiful and she's smart. She always thinks about her fans first. Kelly Clarkson, Fantasia, Candace, Philip Phillips, Jordan Sparks, Taylor Hicks. All of them have done great things and they haven't really gotten to that mess. So I really hope if Caleb does win, I really hope he doesn't get into that whole thing when he's on People magazine for the wrong reason. American Idol winner
maybe,
in jail.
Year, in addition to winning a contract, they'll win a PR publicist assigned to them, so we'll see.
Yes, they will get a free jail card if you get into jail. So how about Gina Irene, who, again, she was up and down, but now she is right there, and who reminds me of Gina, I don't know if you agree, it's Angie Miller. She, when she's behind the piano, she can sing.
She can sing. She's great at the piano. She does incredibly well. I mean, Gina is coming out of this being the wild card that we saw America effectively eliminated her back at the, you know, before the top 13. The judges saw fit to put her through, and it was a brilliant move by the judges. Here she is at the final two. She's a fantastic singer. She's done incredibly well in our weekly polls. You know, between her and Caleb, they've rocked the top spot in our polls 9 out of the 12 weeks, and that's amazing. I mean, she's a great singer. You know, I don't think many people are surprised to see her here at the end up against Caleb.
I'm not surprised, and the way we've just reacted about Gina, and the way your tone just rose, and you spoke about how readers have come and shown her support. I think it already answers my question of, if you and me had to sit down right now and put in a balance of who's going to win, Gina looks like she definitely has a good chance, especially the past 2 weeks. She was the first one to go all the way to the seat when Caleb was always behind. But either way, they're both getting contracts and they're both getting free Ford cars, and you and me, Matt, are just going to stick with our day job as a radio host and a writer.
I mean, they're set. I mean, she's going to get her. She's going to get her contract. She's going to put out a record. Her fans are going to be there to support her, whether or not she wins. You know, it's going to be incredibly close. We put up a "Who do you want to see win?" over the weekend, and after about 5,000 votes, they're within 5 points of each other. And obviously, you know, this isn't a wide spectrum of the same viewers for the TV show that are going to be voting. But I think it really shows tonight is not going to be a landslide unless someone has that moment. And, you know, it could happen for one of them, but going into this, it's incredibly close.
It definitely could happen for one of them, because we've seen Caleb last week stomping the mic stand on the stage, and we saw Gina getting into her groove. So it might actually be one of the best we've seen in a few years, but it's sad because of the show aging and because of the viewership declining. Many might not even be able to understand why this actually is one of the best. Matt Boyer, he is a publisher, lead writer for AmericanIdolNet.com. One last question before we leave. I know writers don't really call out with their opinions. Who do you think is going to be the next American Idol?
This is tough. I have to give a slight edge to Caleb just because of past performance. You know, I told you 9 out of 12 weeks, one of the two of them, Gina and Caleb, have been leading our polls, and Caleb has a slight edge historically in our polls. Going into it, Caleb's going to have the closing performance tonight. Gina won the coin toss. You know, we saw that he's got the closer. He's got the closing moment, and it's his opportunity. It's his to lose if he wants to take it and slam the mic stand down. But, you know, I think it's going to be big, and if she wins, I won't be shocked at all, but I've got a slight edge to Caleb right now.
Matt Boyer, lead writer, publisher, check him out, AmericanIdolNet.com, and many of his other websites that he created and many writers jump on to, Gravy Train Productions, and check out that website, GravyTrainProductions.com. Matt, thanks for joining the program. Hope to see you. Hope to speak to you soon, and maybe for the next American Idol season. It's going to be shorter, so we might be right here again right around the corner.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me, Andrew.
Thanks, Matt. When I come back on the program, I can't believe he chose Caleb by a little inch. I want Gina. I wanted Angie Miller last year. I didn't get Angie, so now I go for Gina. Let alone when I go for someone on Idol, they don't win, so maybe I should go for Caleb. Maybe he does. Well, see, it's all mind games for me. When I come back on the program, do you still watch American Idol? And if you do, if you don't, why don't you? Why do you? Give me a call, 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. You can tweet me at AndrewTweetGO, Irish Wolfhound's having fun. You can follow what he's doing. And you can also email YoAndrew@YoAndrewNTS.com. Don't leave it behind.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now?
Are you a musician who'd like to share your music with more than 4 million listeners? Join Jamendo.com, the world's largest platform for free and legal music. Upload your music online, choose a license to protect your rights, and allow people to freely enjoy your creations. Thanks to Jamendo, your songs will be available to professionals who need music for their business. We share 50% of revenue directly with you. Millions of listeners are waiting for your songs. Upload now on Jamendo.com.
I'm Julianne Moore. The story begins a few years ago in New York City, where I met a dad and his little boy. The child's head was stitched and bandaged. The man explained his son had tuberous sclerosis, a genetic disease that could cause brain tumors, epilepsy, autism, kidney failure, even death. Where will the story end? Where it must, with a cure. The Tuberous Sclerosis Alliance. Join the fight at tsalliance.org.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo. Fighting the Democrats.
We know that the nation that goes all in on innovation today will own the global economy tomorrow.
And the Republicans to the conversation.
And all the president said, if we pass this law, health care costs will go down. Well, now we find out that health care costs are going up for most Americans.
You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
It's so funny. I was on Twitter at the moment, checking out some of your tweets, and also just going on Twitter in general. A lot of great stuff going on for American Idol. At least they're getting some publicity on Twitter. Me and my mom, right before the program, we always watch Extra. I think I've mentioned that on this show once before. And we're hearing about The Voice. We're hearing about Kim Ye's wedding, Like I Give Two. Can't curse on the air. And then I'm waiting for American Idol. Nothing. So at least Twitter is giving me the opportunity to enjoy American Idol and speak to fans and being able to be a part of the finale tomorrow night. Just because 10 million viewers that were watching American Idol before, just because they're not watching it now doesn't mean I have to stop watching it. I think American Idol still is media worthy. 2-3 million viewers, even though it's low for a television program, it's good enough to actually get some publicity out of it. I mean, come on. So here we go. BlackTalkRadio.com, they crashed. It's so funny. The same night they crashed, because we used to air on Block Talk. We aired from August of 2012 to December of 2013 before we left. And now we're on six different stations, and we replay on two and all that great stuff. They just tweeted almost 15 minutes ago, thanks for waiting and being patient for us. We're back. Like, you guys stink. I don't understand. I really don't. You're a good company. You have a great phone setup. You really take someone who's low-key, who is trying to understand and be on radio someday. You give them the opportunity. The problem is, your systems are unreliable. Now, again, I was a customer. I have the right to say that, and I have the right to say that now. If you are on Block Talk Radio, I'm not bashing you. I was on Block Talk, too. I know many of my friends, my phone screener Howard, he was on Block Talk. Now he's on Boost Radio Network in Jersey. My friend James, he was on Block Talk. Now he's on Dollhouse Radio every Friday. So they all move away from Block Talk. They move away from Podomatic and Spreaker. And they end up getting onto internet radio stations or AM, FM stations in the future. And I give them props for that. To American Idol, though, and I am taking your calls, 855-712-YNTS. Are you still watching Idol? American Idol still has a lot of potential. When I say potential, I say American Idol still has opportunities to be one of the best shows on TV. Out of all the channels and all the television shows you could watch, American Idol still can be your number one priority. Could still be one of the top five. What do you want to watch tonight, honey? I want to watch American Idol. You wake up in the morning and you listen to the radio. There's still potential to hear American Idol being spoken about and seeing it being reported on Extra. They got the resources for someone to be a star. That's what they have. Ton of resources. They got the sponsors. They got the advertisers. You got three very good judges from different perspectives. The music theories, Harry Connick Jr., Jennifer Lopez, the pop star, Keith Urban, country. Country is now finally hitting mainstream the way it used to be. Randy Jackson, connections all over the industry in studios with beats. He'll get you where you have to go. Ryan Seacrest, 14 years. Well, he's been there for 13 years. He's going to be for another two more years. Next year will be 14 years. Ryan Seacrest, look what he's done. And he is the one that keeps the flow going throughout the program. It's a natural setup. It's beautifully set up. No spinning chairs. No blinking lights. They've really created a natural setup where you sing, we judge, we move on. We sing, we judge, we move on. And we'll play a little game here and there. And we'll play some videos to get you excited and to bring more content and even more context in between the contestants. But it still has a natural feel. You feel you can sit there, you can watch it, you can vote. That's it. No spinning chairs. No, I coach you, you coach me. No smartphones in my face. No. Yeah, they bring social network, but not to the point where, okay, I'm choking. My iPhone can only do so much. What are they not doing? They're not bringing back the old viewers. You give me phone numbers that I could call. Any phone number I want. Well, sorry. Well, yeah, of course, any phone number. Phone numbers, toll free. And it's the same phone number for the whole season, not each week. Thanks. You can text AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, any company you have. Text who you want to vote, and you get it for free. Thanks, American Idol. You know what? You don't like calling? Personally, I hate calling these award things. My mom actually did it. I couldn't believe my eyes. You can just go on the American Idol app. Go on the app. click, 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 click the 50. Send away. Thanks, American Idol. I got it. This is great. You get to tweet. You get to call from the same number. All this great stuff for those who are still around to watch it. You need to advertise something that will say, you know what? I'm going to watch American Idol again. And you start doing what you do when you create something new. You create early adopters. What early adopters are 3 to 4 people in a group who enjoy something and they start telling their friends. And when it rises up the mountain to the top, that's when you have this nice group of people called an audience go to your product. And American Idol has to do that. How to do that, you say, Andrew? I say give them something. Give them something that they can't refuse. Give them something that the voice, how far can you dance? Do you think you can dance? That new show on NBC with the TV screens, give them something that they're not expecting. Give them a hologram. Throw in a hologram in there. Bring something that the audience would love, and they'll start telling their friends, and you'll see, finally, like what my guest Matt said, a rise in audienceship. American Idol needs to do that. They need to create early adopters. They're doing everything right. Shorter times, judges that have good chemistry and they're together, new rules that make it easier for all different types. If you want to call, if you want to tweet, if you want to comment, if you want to vote right on your app, if you're very comfortable with apps, for every demographic, they're doing everything right. Bringing back the man who started it all, Ryan Seacrest. This is great. Everything right. You just got to bring back the viewers that you already lost. Now, if you don't bring them back, well, American Idol, you're going to be with me right behind this mic doing one thing, and that's saying what you should have done, not what you could have done. I'll be right back.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Are you a musician who'd like to share your music with more than 4 million listeners? Join Jamendo.com, the world's largest platform for free and legal music. Upload your music online, choose a license to protect your rights, and allow people to freely enjoy your creations. Thanks to Jamendo, your songs will be available to professionals who need music for their business. We share 50% of revenue directly with you. Millions of listeners are waiting for your songs. Upload now on Jamendo.com.
Taking a picture is easy, and we love to know where you are listening. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
this feeling that the Village People is going to be on American Idol tomorrow night. I'm going to see the Indian, the cowboy, they're just going to be on stage. And you might think I'm nuts, but when you saw Frankie Valli last year, anything can happen. It's American Idol. See, that's what they should name it. Anything could happen. American Idol. Dun, 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 dun. Hi. See, why can't I be the next Ryan Seacrest? Can we try that out? Let's try it out. Dun, 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 dun. We have two contestants tonight going on for the win. Who will be the next American Idol? Stay tuned. Dun, dun, dun. No, I sound like I'm acting too much. Who will be the next American Idol? There we go. I found it. Dun, 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 dun. Gina and Caleb going for the win tonight. 2 hours, loads of artists, and many more. You are listening. No, sorry. It's a show. You are watching American Idol. I think it sounds pretty good. I'm going to tell Moon to cut it up and send it to Fox. Next year, me and Ryan. We'll switch off. Ryan will do the elimination round, and I'll do the contestant round. I'll be the one take off my shoes and throwing it. It works. Do you want to do one more time? One more time. Dun, 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 dun. Caleb and Gina going for the win tonight. Fox 5, American Idol. Who is going home and who is staying for a contract because of their musical career? I don't know. How's everyone think? Is it good? Irish Wolfhound, he just tweeted me, hologram of Simon. Imagine that. Imagine having hologram judges. You have Simon J-Lo, Keith, Connick Jr., and then there's a hologram of a judge, but you have musical experts who create this hologram. It works. Okay, sound clip of wisdom. It's a sound clip we play to end off the program. It gives you a conversation you can take with you right after the program, and you could speak with family members, friends, professors about it. This sound clip of wisdom is from one of my new favorite movies, The Internship. I love The Internship. It's with Vince Vaughn, Owen Wilson, the two salesmen. They get fired, so they try out and get an internship at Google. It shows how the older demographic ends up coming into the world, how the world's changed, and they have to adapt to it. And many people around have to adapt also. How the American dream has dramatically changed. Technology has dramatically changed. Now, you know me. Change is good and change is bad. Believe me, I love my smartphone. I love social networking. I think what we've seen in business models throughout the years has gained more consumers, more money. Then we see technology killing jobs. So sometimes change is good. Sometimes change is bad. In the sound clip we play for you, The Internship, Owen Wilson, Vince Vaughn going to a pizza shop and they're trying to persuade the pizza owner why Google Ads is the choice for him. Here it is, sound clip of wisdom, Vince Vaughn, Owen Wilson, for about 3 minutes. I love it, you love it too, here it is.
Listen, guys, we've always done things the same way. Yellow Pages, flyers, San Jose Mercury News.
Look, we're all creatures of habit, am I right, Sal? I mean, we all like what we know. There's no question about it. But you know what the scariest thing in life is? Change. Life that frightens us the most. Change.
And by the way, I think most people are guilty of getting set in their ways. I know I need change to come along and give me a little kick in the ass to get me moving.
Hey, listen, guys, I know where you're going, but I'm not going to change anything. Like I already told your friends, we're getting by okay.
Sal, with all due respect, if you fight for your limitations, you get to keep them. Do you hear yourself? You're getting by okay.
Okay
isn't good.
Jesus.
I mean, okay isn't great.
I'm starting to think
okay
this guy's
isn't
selfish.
Fantastic.
Look, I don't want to get sideways with you. You're as big as a barn. It looks like he's carved out of a damn mountain, for God's sakes. But you're an artist, okay? This is great pizza. Picasso with pepperoni.
And hey, stop it. Do not even get me started on this sauce. I mean, is there nutmeg in there?
Something.
Look, I can respect the fact that you don't want to divulge. Yeah. But if I'm right, don't say anything.
Exactly.
There's your answer.
Sal, come on. All I'm saying is, why should Papa John's make all the dough when Papa Sal's got the better sauce?
You know what? Now you're starting to sound like him. He wants to open up a Sal's in Los Gatos.
The bigger chains are killing us. We're barely staying afloat.
When you franchise, you lose quality. You lose the taste that people trust. You want to know why my sauce is better? I'll tell you why. Because I go down to farmer's market every day. I buy them tomatoes myself. I walk down the street. I get the basil, the oregano. Look, guys, I know these people. I'm part of the fabric of this neighborhood. That's good enough for me.
Sal, that's better than good enough. That's the best. And we're not suggesting that you abandon the neighborhood here. All we're saying is, what if your neighborhood got a little bit bigger?
Take a look at this, Sal. These are all just people that love your pizza.
Talk about word of mouth, huh?
Yeah, they're talking about you, Sal. Don't you want to talk back to them?
Did you know there are almost as many people from Los Gatos searching for Sal's as there are from Palo Alto?
Yeah, and they pop in when they're in town, but if there was a location closer to them, it'd be regulars, right?
Boom, check it out right here. Found a great commercial spot right on Los Gatos Boulevard. Just hit the market.
That's 0.3 miles away from the nearest farmer's market. You can smell them tomatoes from your front door.
Farm to table.
F2T, baby.
Come on. F2T. F2T is exactly right, Gomer Lyle. We're not asking you to abandon the artistry. We're just telling you to expand the reach a little bit.
But look, at Sal. At the end of the day, the kids, they got their computers, they got their information. It's all accurate. I get it, and I know you do, too. I tell you, Sal, I can't blame you for being a little afraid. Hell, we were scared for a long time out there grinding it out with our heads down. And Lord knows I've fallen on my ass more than a time or two. But I promise you something. You lift your head up. Take a breath. There's a lot of great possibilities out there.
New customers, new franchise, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, Sal. It's all waiting at the click of a button.
Everybody's searching for something, Sal.
They're searching for you. We just want to help them find you.
Change. It's a word that sounds too good to be true. Change is great. I love change. I love to change many things. People's attitudes. And I love to change many things on my website, yoandrewnts.com. And I understand a change could be scary because what we see many people do, you don't want to go down that path. Who wants to do a franchise these days? They end up being pressured by big companies, being bought by big companies. Is the word change the real reason why many don't want to move on? Many small businesses rather give up what they have than try to become the status quo. And that's being the big, the bad, and the ugly. You can have such a conversation with the word change. Change when you look at it from President Obama's point of view. Change when you see a small pizza shop trying to become the next Papa John's, Pizza Hut, Domino's. Change is a great conversation. Changing schools, changing religion, changing your stance on something that you once believed in for so long, changing your agreement on something, your disagreement on something, if you like this pizza, if you don't like this pizza, changing your style, changing from how to go to the bathroom. Believe me. It's scary for me to change things. I still eat my pizza backwards. I'm scared to turn my pizza around. I'm scared. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'll eat. If I'm with someone, all right, I'm going to eat it regularly. Even though everyone still says, Andrew, why do you do it? I said, let me tell you something. The crust is the best part. Yummy, yummy in Andrew's little tummy. Put that one on our ringtone. Yummy, yummy in Andrew's tummy. See, we can have some laughter in the Sound Clip of Wisdom. Change for technology. Change, change, change. We don't like change. I guess I want to end this Sound Clip of Wisdom conversation, even though you guys can continue it with me off the air or with your family or friends. I think change is great if it's not being forced upon. What do I mean by that? What do I mean? I mean, change It's great. But don't force me to change. You can create suggestions. You can give me a reason. And I'll give you that decision. Because I want to make that decision. No one should come up to me and tell me, you need to change the energy. You need to change your thinking on gun control. No. You should educate me. You should give me sources, statistics, even though that's always bended and ripped and inaccurate many times. Give me a reason. If I want to, I will. But no one should tell me to get rid of a phone. No one should tell me that I need to pay for television. I don't want to pay for television. I like what I have. And what's wrong with that? And when they're ready, they'll adapt. And how do we see that early adaption? The early adoption? We see it when we have early adopters. The simple business model that will let anyone become a millionaire. And now it'll work. Some might not work for others. That's what you have to do. We saw this little pizza shop get early adopters. Now it's time to expand because you want to. And if you don't, you don't. If you do, you do. Remember, yummy, yummy in Yo Andrew's tummy. And apparently it's weird to tweet. Want to thank my mom. Want to thank my brother. Love you. Thank you. Want to thank my whole crew. Howard Forrest, my phone screener. Moon Summer, voice of personality. Mary Claire, producer. I love to get that order wrong. And, of course, my father, spectating Teddy Giordano. Guest, Matthew Boyer at AmericanIdolNet.com for joining us. Speaking about American Idol, the season finale. All my affiliates for airing us throughout the weekend, replaying us. And you, the audience, you make the show. End of the month, next week. Thanks,
disappear. I've seen that road before.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Make sure to add positive emotions to your counterbalancing thoughts. I know that feeling positive and compassionate toward yourself can be a huge challenge, especially when you're struggling with anxiety. Therefore, it's helpful to imagine that the main source of your negative self-talk is a younger part of your mind, which is just playing old tapes and repeating outdated protective programs. You will notice how much easier it is to speak in a calm, reassuring, and comforting way when you visualize addressing an inner child. By counterbalancing your negative thoughts with kindness and compassion, you automatically shift your consciousness and attitude from "I am powerless" to "I'm taking charge."
Are
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today. Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Oh.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.